From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. An influential figure in the conservative movement has died. Former North Carolina Senator Jesse Helms died early today from natural causes at a convalescence center. He was 86. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Jesse Helms became so popular from his TV commentaries against civil rights and communism in the 1960s that after he quit the Democratic Party and became a Republican, voters sent him to the Senate in 1972. In Washington, Helms was an early champion of Ronald Reagan, and his rhetoric and parliamentary tactics opposing abortion, gay rights, welfare programs, and foreign aid earned him the nickname Senator No. Race endured as a defining issue. He fought naming a federal holiday for the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., and he defeated Harvey Gantt, the first black mayor of Charlotte, in 1990 after running ads depicting a white man being rejected for a job that went to a less qualified black applicant. Helms never apologized for his defiant opposition to racial integration, even after the Republican Party he helped to build in the South had accepted the march of history. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
At least 20 homes have been destroyed as a wildfire continues to threaten the Northern California coastal community of Big Sur. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reports.
Normally, Big Sur is crowded with tourists during the 4th of July holiday weekend, but a 2 weeks-long fire has not only kept tourists away, it's resulted in a mandatory evacuation for all residents. Some business operators are ignoring the evacuation order. Kirk Gaffel, the operator of the Nepenthe restaurant, and his staff stayed behind to protect the property.
We feel that we can safely keep our property secure and be on the lookout and attend to primary fire prevention needs.
Some 20,000 firefighters are battling hundreds of other wildfires, some of which have destroyed property and forced evacuations. State National Guard troops are currently in training and are expected to be on the fire lines next week. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Former hostage Ingrid Betancourt returned to France today to a hero's welcome. The French-Colombian politician's return comes just 2 days after she was freed in a daring military operation from leftist guerrillas who'd been holding her hostage in Colombia for the past 6 years. Three American contractors were also freed in the operation and are being reunited with their families back in the U.S. American Joey Chestnut, for a second year in a row, has the distinction of being the world hot dog eating champion. In a victory that keeps the title and the mustard-colored belt in the U.S., Chestnut defeated rival Takori Kobayashi in sudden death overtime after both contestants downed 59 Frankfurters in 10 minutes, and Chestnut went on to eat five more dogs in the tiebreaker.
I was being pushed by the audience, and the only way I could do it is if they pushed me hard enough. And I love you guys, New York.
Thousands gathered to watch the contest at New York's Coney Island, where Chestnut defeated 20 other contestants for the title. Wall Street is closed for the 4th of July holiday. Stocks fell in Europe. This is NPR. President Bush congratulated and helped welcome some new U.S. citizens during a naturalization ceremony today. He joined 76 men and women from 30 nations at Thomas Jefferson's Virginia State Monticello, where protesters made their voices heard as well. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
President Bush said he had lots to celebrate with some of the nation's newest citizens.
Thomas Jefferson once said he'd rather celebrate the 4th of July than his own birthday. For me, it's pretty simple. The 4th of July weekend is my birthday weekend.
But protesters on the sideline weren't celebrating along with him. As soon as his opening remarks started, they started shouting over him. And then, after the disruption continued for several more seconds, Bush responded.
We believe in free speech in the United States of America.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Presidential hopeful Barack Obama is spending the Independence Day holiday in Butte, Montana, where the presumptive Democratic nominee took in a holiday parade and is attending a family picnic. Obama said that if elected, one of his first jobs will be taking on issues affecting the environment.
Are we going to declare our independence today? Are we going to declare our independence from special interests, the oil companies and the gas companies that are preventing us from creating the kind of energy policy that will save our environment and free ourselves from dependence on foreign oil?
Including a week-long tour focusing on values and patriotism, Obama said only in America could the son of a single mother become president of the U.S. Obama was joined by his wife Michelle and his two daughters, one of whom was celebrating a birthday today. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.